Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. I praise Almighty Yah once again for bringing us through another week to the sixth day of the week, the sixth day at evening, to bring you another beautiful program of Nothing But the Truth. My name is Moray Deshaya of the House of Israel, bringing you Nothing But the Truth. And it is true that all you're going to get is the truth. But if for some strange reason you sense that I'm not telling you the truth, or you're suspicious of anything that I'm telling you, give me a call. 919-931-6216, and we will discuss it. Let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of internet. Shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of Blog Talk. I know the only reason that you are listening, it is because of your fear towards Elohim. So I praise the mighty Yah for your presence. Again, we have another program prepared and planned for you. But before we get into our discussion tonight, I want to remind everyone to make their reservations for our upcoming conference in the month of July, July the 28th through the 31st, where we will be dealing with the subject matter of the covenant of marriage. We are under the impression that in order for Israel to be restored, family must be restored. And in order for family to be restored, marriage must be restored. And the Creator said he will magnify the law and make it honorable. And the Creator also let us know that he will make the crooked things straight. Where's the best place to start? Well, the best place to start, the house, in the home, with the parents. Because if we can get things straight there, then we can get the house straight. And if the house is straight, we can get the community straight. And if the community is straight, then we can get the congregation straight. And if that is straight, then we can get the tribes and the nation straightened out. Well, there's an order to all this marriage. And if the marriage is right, then we can raise a holy seed. So please, make your reservations. We will be in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where we will deal with a host of questions dealing with marriage. Everything dealing with marriage, we will try to uncover and discover. Again, we are dealing with a subject matter tonight, this evening, as a result of what's going on in the earth today and the politics of today. Of course, there's many things happening today that is just outlandish. And we want to discuss it a little bit to see how these things affect us in prophecy, following the various political things that's going on. You will find that environment is getting crazier and crazier. You have on the Democratic side, which is the major party on one side, chose Hillary Clinton. And although they chose her, she still is fighting her rival, Bernie Sanders. They have a lot of differences. And at the end, we're going to see who wins. But why is that important? Well, before I get into it, on the other side, we have Donald Trump. Now, a lot of people are very scared of Donald Trump. Scared because most of the outlandish statements that people are hearing comes from this man. And he has struck fear not only across the country, but even out of the country with world leaders. He has said he will ban all Muslims. He said he was going to send Mexicans homes back to their land. And he was going to build a wall to keep them out. And just imagine if he built a wall and kicked Mexicans out, who you think going to do the jobs then? Well, it'll be plenty of jobs for black people then. So why would black people be mad at this proposition? Well, we'll see. He also talked about other immigrants. And because of his political party, and many of them are against him and don't want to support him, he told them this week to just be quiet, shut up. Either you're going to join me, and if you're not going to join me, shut up. In other words, they can't control him. Nobody can control him. And there's only one reason why they can't control him. And I want you to see that, because this has this has great parallels with Israel. If you turn to the book of Exodus, the seventh chapter, I just want you to read this in Exodus, the seventh chapter. In the book of Exodus, the seventh chapter, I want you to see something that the Creator did that you also will see in these last days. In the book of Exodus, the seventh chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the very first verse, and this is what it says. And Yah said unto Moshe, see, I've made the deity, Elohim, to Pharaoh, and thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thus thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. So we see here that when the Creator proposed to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, he hardened Pharaoh's heart. And no matter what Pharaoh's counselors said to him, no matter what Pharaoh's counselors advised him, he would not hearken. And no matter what Moses and Aaron said, would not hearken. Because the Creator hardened his heart. You also find this starting at the 13th verse. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart that he hearkened not unto them as Yah had said. And Yah said unto Moshe, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. Say unto Pharaoh, in the morning, lo, he goeth out unto the water, and thou shalt stand by the river's bank against he come. And the rod which was turned to a serpent, thou shalt take it in thy hand. In other words, the Almighty was giving Moses the ability to start his signs and wonders. And they went through 7 different plagues before Pharaoh decided to let the people go. And all these signs are very important. These are signs that every Israelite should know about. And so this was a process that was ordered by the Most High. But what should you and I learn from this process? Let me show you a couple more scriptures real quick before we talk about what we should learn. In the book of Exodus 14, turn there. In the book of Exodus 14, starting at the first verse, this is what it says. And Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea over against Baal Zephon, before it shall you encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know am Yah. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? In other words, the Almighty began to harden their hearts again to come after the children of Israel. But what you have to ask yourself, what is a hardened heart? Well, a hardened heart is the type of heart that will not listen to reason. A hardened heart is a heart that will not listen to counsel. A hardened heart is the type of heart that even see the demise, will see the destruction, will see the calamity of what their heart has allowed them to do or to participate in, and their heart still, after seeing things, after hearing things, after witnessing things, after feeling all the fire, their heart still will not relinquish the course of action that it is going in. And you may ask yourself, well, why? Why would the heart do that?
Well, the heart is doing that because it is, it's hardened. It's hard. And you can't get nothing through a hard heart. And as hard as Pharaoh's heart was, and as hard as Yah made his heart, in so much that his heart and the heart of Egyptians was so hard that it brought them to destruction. Part about this, and of course, as you can see, a man named Donald Trump appears to have this type of heart. Won't listen to reason, won't listen to counsel, won't listen to any sanity at all. And everybody, all the way up until the president of the United States, they say this guy got to be a madman. He's got to be a, this couldn't be real. And yet he's winning by a landslide. He won over 16 elite top guns of the Republican Party and destroyed them all. And now he's going up against the elite of the Democratic Party with all their money. Telling him to raise money. And he's balking at that. In other words, any good counsel he has hardened his heart. Now, who would do such a thing? Who would be such a fool? Well, this is something that the Almighty would do in a man, especially when the Almighty wants and desires to get his glory. Unfortunately, him having a hardened heart is not the problem. This is what the Creator told our people in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. And what are we discussing? Discussion tonight, this evening, is about the heart of man and what Yah himself would do. Well, Yah don't change. He did it with Pharaoh. And we can begin to see his signature even in this man. Now, there's other things we got to see, but we can begin to start seeing the signature of Yah. Unlike in the other presidents and nominees, these people undoubtedly begin to cave to certain demands. And this man will not relinquish his hardness of heart. But you don't have to worry about that, because in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, this is what it says. To our verse, say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say, a confederacy, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify Yah of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. So we never, ever have to go around fearing the fears of other people. They have a lot to worry about if Donald Trump is elected. But this is not our fear, neither shall it be our dread. All we have to do is what Yah said. Sanctify Yah for himself, and let him be our fear, and let him be our dread. And there's a reason why you want Yah to be your fear and Yah to be your dread. And the reason why is because what a lot of people don't realize, the same type of heart that was in Pharaoh and the same type of heart that seems to be in this man Donald Trump is the same type of heart that many and most, if not all, our people have today. And I won't say all, because undoubtedly the Almighty said there will be a remnant. And this was one of the laws that the Creator gave us. Let me show you this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. And again, what is a hardened heart? Well, a hardened heart is when a person does not listen to reason. They won't hearken to counsel. They won't adhere to good advice. In other words, they go totally opposite of same principles. And these principles might be sound, they might be righteous, but this person to go opposite of these things because their heart is hardened. And the Creator said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. And I let the class know there's seven requirements that Yah has. Seven requirements. And you have to familiarize yourself with these requirements, because this is what's going to help you to have the type of heart that the Creator is looking for. And watch what these seven things are in Deuteronomy 10 and 12. It says, and now, Yisrael, what do Yah the Elohim require of thee? See, these are requirements. This is the law. But to fear Yah the Elohim, to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve Yah with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Those are the seven things that we must do if we want the type of heart that the Creator is looking for. And that's the law. And look what it says. Behold, the heaven and heavens of heavens is Yah, thy Elohim, and the earth also with all that therein is. Only Yah had a delight in our fathers to love them. And he chose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day. And watch what he said. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. Because this is what happens when you have a hard heart. Your neck becomes stiff or have stiff necks. Why do you think our marriages are failing today? Because one or both parties have elected to harden their hearts, and the neck becomes stiff, and they won't move. Why do you think our teachers cannot come together today? Because one or the other have hardened their heart, and their necks became stiff. And now, as a result of that, they're not going to come together. And if their necks are stiff, the people that follow them, they begin to have stiff necks. And so there's a trickle-down effect. And no one, except for the remnant, refuse to circumcise their heart. Now, don't think because there's division, there are not people that are circumcising their heart. There's many people who have reached out, who have tried to come together, who have sought the peace, who's on the side of right, who's trying to put their resources together. What you can do is do your part. In life, it takes two to tangle. But this is what the Almighty is looking for Israel. Not the great divisions that you see today. He created these divisions to see who will rise above it. And no one seems to want to rise. Let me show you in the book of Jeremiah, the fourth chapter. Again, what are we discussing? We're discussing these hard hearts and stiff necks. If you want to see how this actually looks, look at Donald Trump. He's a Republican, counseling, that's giving him advice, that's trying to steer him in a certain direction. And he refused to listen. The only reason he refused to listen, because undoubtedly the Almighty hardened his heart. Because many of the things they're telling him to do make sense. But he don't care. And the question is, why are you hardened? Why is your heart so hardened? The Creator hates a stiff neck and a hard heart. Do you know that when Pharaoh's heart was made hard and neck was made stiff, it was only to bring him to his ruins? That why your heart is hard and your neck stiff? Is it to bring you to ruins? In the book of Jeremiah, the fourth chapter, it says in the fourth verse, well, let me start at the first verse. Jeremiah 4:1. If thou will return, O Israel, said Yah, return unto me. If thou will put away thy abominations out of my sight, then thou shalt not remove or be removed. And thou shalt swear, Yah liveth, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. For thus says Yah to the men of Yehuda and Jerusalem, break up your fallow grounds, and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to Yah, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Yehuda, inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. And this is what consider being Israel. Are we going to continue to allow ourselves to sow among the thorns? And what are the thorns? The thorns are the inhabitants, the people, whether they're Israel or not, that will not allow us to grow together. For the Creator desire for us to be together, to have unity according to his will and according to his desires. But our people will find a way not to unify. They will find a way not to come together. They will find a way, a reason, why it don't make sense. Not only as congregations, but also in marriage. In other words, the heart will become hardened, and the neck will become stiff. And who? You ever had a real bad neck ache where it's real stiff and you slept wrong and you can't even move your neck? Well, that's a stiff neck. And who can do anything with a stiff neck? Neck stiff. You can't help nobody. You can't even do for yourself because your neck's so stiff. You can't watch nobody back. Well, what happens if your heart gets hard? Well, you're not going to have no feelings toward nobody. All your feelings is going to be hard. All your speech is going to be hard. All your looks are going to be hard. That's what a hard heart will do. Everything that you hear, you just receive it in a hard way. Somebody can be helping you, but you won't receive that. You'll translate that into hurting you. Can be saying something good to you and nice to you, but you won't hear it. Because you're used to the hardness, and as soon as it comes to you, you're going to receive it hard. Why? Because your heart is hard. Look what the Creator said in the book of Exodus 32. In the book of Exodus 32, I'm going to start reading seventh verse, and this is what it says. 32:7. And Yah said unto Moshe, go, get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed unto it and said, these be thy Elohims, O Israel, which I brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And Yah said unto Moshe, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. In other words, after seeing everything the Creator had done, washed them, bring them out of Egypt, this what a stiff-necked people would do. They would do things that there is no reason at all. It's so unreasonable. You can't even come up with a reason for it. It's so preposterous. You want to know, how could you even imagine it? It's so outlandish that even when we read this today, our people look at it today after reading, they say, man, how could these people be so dumb? After coming out of Egypt, they see the things that they see and then go right out and build a golden calf. Surely they're stiff-necked people. But then our people, they'll read things in the scriptures, total sense. To go against it, the only way you can go against some of these scriptures that our people go against is they can't find nothing in the book to go against it. The only thing that you can possibly do is tear the page out so it won't be there, but then you have to tear a lot of pages out, and the only other thing you can do, and which our people end up doing, is have a stiff neck. And then you look and say, my goodness, I mean, you reading it, it's not hard. It's not that difficult. Saying that, we can read all day long. The Creator said, gather yourselves together. But the neck is so stiff, that don't even sound reasonable. It don't even sound rational. It don't even make sense. To come together, to gather ourselves together, that don't make sense. But only a stiff-necked people, a hard-hearted people, would even think like that. And why? Because anything that makes sense, that sounds good, it becomes hard. Start reading. At the first verse, Exodus 33. And Yah said unto Moshe, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it, and I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. Of course, that's what our people do. They will anoint themselves. For Yah said unto Moshe, saying to the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. Now, of course, what is a stiff-necked people? Well, a stiff-necked people is a rebellious people. Rebellious. And what are they rebelling against? Well, they are rebelling against the Most High. In other words, they're rebelling against things that makes total sense. In other words, Yah's word is not hard. What's hard is your heart. What's stiff is your neck. But his word is not hard at all. All you have to do is obey. Be obedient. And oftentimes, when you're when you are not obedient, and we're talking about the law, when you're not obedient, then you're going to see this great adversity and division first in your marriage, then in your house, then in your community, and ultimately as a people. Although the Creator said, gather yourselves together. Although the Most High said, in a time of war, the very first thing we're supposed to see is the peace. Even if we're going to war against our enemies, the Almighty told us to seek peace. The Almighty said when we go into captivity, he told us to seek the peace and pray for it. For in the peace therein shall ye have peace. So in captivity, we're supposed to be a peaceful people. Before we go to war, we're supposed to be a peaceful people. In a time of division, the Creator wanted us to gather ourselves together. Old nation not desired. But for some reason, we have elected as a people, chosen. We have decided a hard heart and a stiff neck. And if you don't know how that looks, look at Donald Trump. If you don't know how that looks, read what happened to Pharaoh. Won't listen to reason. Won't listen to advice. Won't adhere to counsel. Even if these things make sense, even if these things are good, even if these things are righteous, rather have strife, debate, confusion, and it's only because of hard heart and a stiff neck. And Yah's word is not hard at all. Show you another example before I go to the callers. In the book of First Samuel, 10 chapter, very simple instructions, because Yah's word is not hard. It's not his word, it's the heart. It's the neck. Watch what this is. 1 Samuel 15:1. Samuel also said unto Saul, Yah sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken down unto the voice of the words of Yah. Thus said Yahfos, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. Saul gathered the people together, numbered them in Talaim, 200,000 footmen, 10,000 men of Yehuda. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them, for you show kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and uttered of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refused, that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of Yah unto Samuel, saying, it repented me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he's turned back from following me and have not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto Yah all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of Yah. I perform the commandment of Yah. This is what Saul said. As many who are saying today, we keep Yah commandments. We obey his laws. This is what our people are saying. And Samuel said in the 14th verse, what meaneth this then, this bleeping of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? In other words, if you did what Yah said, I wouldn't hear no noise. You kept his commandment, would I be hearing tale-bearing, slander? Would I be hearing lying and deceit? Would I be hearing the words of hatred? Would I be hearing the words of sowing discord? Would I be seeing marriages breaking up? If you are keeping the commandment of Yah. And Saul said, become an excuse, just like many of our people give, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep to sacrifice unto Yahweh Elohim, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. And Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what Yah has said to me this night. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thy own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And Yah anointed thee king of Israel. And Yah sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be destroyed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of Yah, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of Yah? And Saul said unto Samuel, ye have obeyed the voice of Yah and gone the way which Yah sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalekite, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, the sheep and the oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto Yah thy Elohim in Gilgal. And Samuel said, have Yah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yah, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of Yah and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. And this is what's going on today. Instead of our people obeying the voice of Yah and fearing the Most High Yah, they will rather listen to the imagination of their own hearts. They will rather follow other people. For the word of Yah is not hard. They're not dark sayings. They're not riddles. But the word of Yah is very plain unto them that fear him. But to those who do not fear him, it is not the word of Yah that is hard, but it is your heart and it is your stiff neck. So do and obey what Yah has said. Circumcise yourself unto him. No more stiff neck. This is all one has to do. You have to break up that fallow ground. So if Yah said, gather yourselves together, O nation not desire, gather yourselves together. If Yah brought you together to be one in holy matrimony, be one. If Yah told you to command your household after yourself, and they shall keep the way of Yah. Do that. Whatever Yah has said, do it. The Almighty told you to seek the peace of the city and pray for it. Do it. The Almighty told you to seek peace even when you go into war with your enemies. You seek the peace first. In other words, if you're looking for the peace and you have circumcised your heart, you can't fail. You can't fail. But if your heart is hardened and your neck is stiff, you will fail. This is why only a remnant will be saved. Because no matter how much sense it will make in the last days to do something different, unique, strange, to separate yourself from all the other people, you're not going to do it. You will rather continue doing the same thing that has not worked, that has gotten you in trouble, that have not brought you peace, that have not saved you. And today I'm appealing to your wisdom. And the scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing, but with all thy getting, get understanding. Because until you get understanding, you will not, no matter how much wisdom you have, until you get understanding, you will not depart from evil. And join me in this discussion. 347-838-8963. And press the number 1 on your phone. 347-838-8963. If you'd like to join us in our discussion tonight. And what are we discussing? We are discussing the type of heart we should have. Did you see what a hard heart looked like and a stiff neck looked like? Look at this Donald Trump and just see how hard his heart is. You'll see how irrational he is. You will see how he rejects even sound counsel. Well, this is what Israel do. Creator said, Israel will have none of me. And my counsel, they have rejected. Even though all over the scriptures, they tell you what to do in the last days. Is this what the people are doing? Let me show you something else in the book of Exodus 34. Turn there. In the book of Exodus 34, and I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. She made a haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I found grace in thy sight, O Yah, let Yah, I pray thee, go among us. It is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thy inheritance. See, all over the scripture, the Almighty let us know how stiff-necked and hard-hearted we are. But you can let somebody know this all day long, and then after you say it, then they will demonstrate to you that they didn't hear nothing you said, because they will still be stiff and hard-hearted. As if you never said nothing. We have one caller out. Let me see who this caller is in the 770 area code. Shalom.
Hello?
Shalom. Shalom, you on the air?
This is me, Michael. From Atlanta, Georgia.
Shalom, brother. Shalom, brother Michael from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, I need to ask you a couple questions about the New Testament. How do you know the New Testament is false?
All right, well, we're not dealing with the New Testament right now, but since we are dealing with stiff-necked and hard-hearted people, the New Testament is a total contradiction of the Creator's word. A total contradiction. It totally contradicts the Creator's words, which is written in the Holy Scriptures, or what many people know as the Old Testament. Even though the Creator said in the Old Testament that He is the only Savior, New Testament will give you a savior other than the Most High. Even though the Most High said in the Old Testament that no man can die for your sins, in the New Testament it tells you Christ died for your sins. Even though in the Holy Scriptures the Almighty said we must keep all His laws, all His commandments, all His statutes and judgments, the New Testament said we're not even under the law anymore. So all through the New Testament, it totally contradicts the Creator's word.
But back to your teaching. Why are our Hebrew people so stiff-necked and hard-headed from your teaching?
Well, the reason why it don't tell you exactly why the children of Israel are so hard-hearted and stiff-necked. But it does tell you they are. And to be hard-hearted and to be stiff-necked is to be rebellious.
Right.
And rebellion is when you are just a rebel. You're a rebel against the Most High. But it don't say why they are. I'm going to search that out, though. That's a very good question. I'd like to search that out to see why they are so rebellious, and that's a great question to search out.
This is my last question. The Most High is a Hebrew, right?
Well, no, he's not a Hebrew. We Hebrews, but he's not a Hebrew.
But we're made.
The Almighty don't have a nationality.
Okay.
Hebrews are who we are.
Okay.
We are called Hebrews.
Okay. So
one of our fathers, whose name was, we are the descendants of Eber. You're reading read about him in the book of Genesis. But go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead and finish.
But we're made in the image. We're made in this image. Specifically, the black people of America are made in this image, right?
Yes, not all the black people in America is Hebrews. There's certain black.
I'm saying the black people who are in the slaves.
Yes, that is correct. We are made in his image and his likeness. That is correct.
Okay. And this is my last question, my very last question. When I was watching the movie Freedom Song, Why is it that they would kill us because they didn't want us to vote or nothing like that? Why would they so against us on reading books and voting?
Well, the reason why they were so, our enemies were so against us reading books, so against us doing anything that would allow us to assert ourselves as a people. In other words, we will begin to learn who we are, and if we begin to learn who we are as a people, then we will begin to learn our God, our Elohim. And if we learn who our Elohim was, the only way we could learn that is from his words. And, of course, we will have to learn to read and search out his words.
Why would they against us voting?
Well, undoubtedly, they weren't totally against us voting because we vote today. Our people vote today.
Some of our people, back then, some of our people were killed because they tried to vote. So why were they against us?
Well, the reason why it was just a trick anyway. They knew voting, even with their own people, they tricked their own people into voting as well. They knew that they can control the people if they gave the people the illusion to think that they had power. But as you can see today, the real truth about voting, even though you have somebody that win more votes, they still will not be an elected official. In other words, they couldn't win the presidency just by winning more votes. You have to win more electoral college.
So what I've said before is true. The Hamite Barack Obama, because he's not an Israelite, he's a Hamite because his father was an African, right? Hello?
That is correct.
The Hamite Barack Obama does not have that much power.
Yeah, he don't have no power. That is correct.
He don't have no power at all. He doesn't have that much power.
Well, whatever his power is nothing that will benefit you and I.
So it doesn't really matter who becomes president because they're going to do what they want to anyway.
Well, now they're going to do what the Creator wants them to do.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I need to know. And by the way, you remember me, right? Michael McCoy from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay, Brother McCoy. I didn't know you by Michael. I know you by McCoy. I didn't know you by Michael though.
Text me your number. Can you text me your number after you're done talking? I want to talk to you personally.
Okay. Well, let me give you my phone number now. It's
919-931-6216. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Nice talking to you, brother. All right. Shalom, shalom. Going right to another one of our callers.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Moray Yehoshua, praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Oh, man, it was a beautiful program tonight that I'm listening to. And I like how you made the correlation between the rebellious and how the rebellious and stiff-necked to have that same spirit, that same heart, that same mindset, and how all people are just as rebellious as Donald Trump is. Because they're rebellious against their own self-interest, their own self-nature, and more importantly, they're rebellious against the Almighty. I don't care how many times you show our people what does say Yah, our people always come with a but. For example, we see throughout the scriptures, seek Yah throughout the scripture, seeking with humility, seeking for righteousness. But our people always came up with a but. No matter what you showed them, no matter what the word of the Almighty said, there always was a but. And they don't realize how that's a rebellious heart and a rebellious spirit. Because every word of Elohim is pure. And it's a shield unto them that put their trust in it. And I like the examples that you gave with the scriptures, how it's important for us to stop being rebellious, how I stop to take a pause to look and say, hey, could that possibly be me? And yes, the Almighty said in the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter, that we are stiff-hearted, hard-hearted, and rebellious people. And that is a beautiful question that the brother on the last caller asked about, why are we so rebellious? But regardless of how rebellious we are, the fact of the matter is, we are. And I just wanted to chime in and let the listening audience know that it's time for us to stop being rebellious. And we already know that the remnant is going to stop being rebellious. They're going to start listening and hearkening to the word of the Almighty. And the Almighty showed throughout history how he always hardened the heart of the pharaohs and the kings and the individuals that are in power. And then the other comment I want to make is about voting. Our people don't realize and understand that any time that your enemy gives you something, it ain't for your best interest. It's either two things. One, to pacify you, or two, to pacify you and trick you. Because trust me, if you understand your enemy have always known what it was going to take for you to follow them. And this is all about control. It's all about them allowing you to do what they want you to do. And our people don't understand that our people have been voting way before the 1965 Voting Act deal. They gave it to us. And anytime they can give you rights with the stroke of a pen, they can take it away with the stroke of a pen. And our people just don't have that basic common knowledge of that basic fact. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you're absolutely right. Our people were voting and helped all kind of positions during the time of Reconstruction. And this was well before the act that you're speaking about. Our people, as a matter of fact, was reading and writing. They'll show you some slaves that couldn't read and write, but many of our people can read and write. All you have to do is go back to the 1700s and 1600s and look at the great writers and orators, black writers and orators, like Benjamin Banneker, people such as that. And so today our people just don't have knowledge of self. And this is what we're going to have to get, knowledge of self. Because once we get knowledge of self, then we can possibly get the knowledge of the Most High. Because many of our people, the only reason I said possibly, because many of our people, they subscribe to the notion that we are Hebrews, but yet they still don't know the Most High. Because they believe in someone other than the Most High. So we still have a lot of work to do, but we got to drop this stiff neck and get rid of this hard heart. If we do those things, then we can be a very obedient people. So I agree with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Again, if you want to comment on anything that we're talking about, give us a call. 347-838-8963. And what are we discussing? We're discussing the very thing that has plagued us as a people and is still plaguing us until this very day. And that is our hard heart and our stiff neck. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, let me share this scripture with you. Deuteronomy 29. In the book of Deuteronomy 29, let me get the verse real quick. Yeah, Deuteronomy 29, and I'm going to read the 19th verse, and this is what it says. And it shall come to pass, when he hears the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of my heart to add drunkenness to thirst. In other words, the Creator is letting us know that all the peace that we're looking for, we're looking for peace. Our people are looking for peace. They want peace. Matter of fact, they saying all over the streets of America, no justice, no peace. And so our people want peace. But in all the peace our people are looking for, especially Israelites, they want this peace without doing the works of peace. In other words, they want peace though they continue to walk in the imagination of their own heart. And all they're doing is adding drunkenness to their thirst. And this is why there is no peace. And people want to know why they don't have peace. Look at your heart. You think your heart is filled with the word of God, but your heart is filled with its own imagination. Now, how do I know that? Let me show you how I know what I'm saying is the truth. In the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter, this is what it says. In the third verse, again, Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. See, someone who trusts in the Most High will obey the Most High. And those who obey the Most High, the Creator said he will keep them in perfect peace. Why? Because their mind is on him. Why is their mind on the Most High? Because they trust the Most High. So there's a great correlation between you, your heart, and Yah. Either it's going to be the type of heart he devours, or
it's going to be the type of heart you have. And if you desire to have the type of heart he desires, you're going to have to forsake the heart that you have. It's that simple. Again, until next week, y'all love you, and so do I.